Yo!
What's going on? We back.
Yo, you thought you weren't going to hear us, but here we are, Shorty Fatherhood Project, back at it.
Yes, yes. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm fucking breathing, man. I hate to say that with all the people that have passed from this pandemic. So first and foremost, rest in peace to anybody that passed from COVID-19 and all that. Other than that, I'm just trying to maintain. I'm trying to definitely focus on, you know, my physical health, mental health, spiritual health, because I know that those three components that make us as the humans that we are is vital. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. How you holding up,
man? Look, I can't complain. Like, life is good. God is great.
Yes, sir.
You know, and just making sure that the family is good. COVID is real, man. Like,
yo,
so
I don't.
Many people have passed.
Yo, the thing about the thing that fucks me up the most about this COVID is that it could have been handled so much differently. Like, for our leadership,
from who? Let's talk about that. Let's start from
the top.
When we make that statement, you gotta be
specific. From the absolute fucking top of the pyramid, top of the chain. Fucking president, yo.
Cheeto Satan.
Yeah, man.
Going to be the person that I'm going to rely on when it comes to.
No, you shouldn't rely on him. But the problem is, like, yo, for these new audios to come out and talk about your crew thinking you're your crew, but when they not, this nigga Michael Cohen dropping all types of dimes, all types of books.
Nigga.
You know what I mean? And then you got, and then now the audio that he knew about this but didn't want us to panic, so he downplayed it. Now look at us. Bruh, now you got,
if this ain't some mob shit, that's all it is. It's somebody, yo, you try to take me out or you try to get me out, no problem, I got one up on you when I get out.
Yo, this is fucking biological warfare, my nigga. Like, how the fuck did you think? Now, because now you talking about over 500,000 kids got it. You know what I'm saying?
Or contract symptoms, because the way that it's set up is like kids don't get don't get the virus at first. It's a symptom.
Right.
And they can function and move with it and everything. And then once it's full blown, like it's a good chance that they may pass. But they're conductors too. That's the other thing we gotta keep in mind.
Right. Yeah.
Like them being conductors is what's real. So it's like, you know, daycare in our situation, you know, daycare, kids go to daycare, they can contract it there, daycare workers take it home to their families and vice versa, and that's the spread of it full circle, you know?
In Jersey,
2 days into the school year, they had to shut shit down at a school because a kid contracted the virus.
Yeah, that shit is nutty.
Pass that shit around. That's crazy.
It's wild as shit that, and then you got these teachers that was dying, that's dying from it. And it's just principles, like, yo, principle. That, but it's just like, it didn't have to be this way when you look at other countries like Australia and all that. And then now they hear Dr. Fauci saying may not go back to normal till the end of 2021. So you talking about another 16 months of this bullshit?
Bro, listen, when in China, right, they were wearing masks due to the air pollution, right? And that was for years. Bro, we might be wearing masks because of this virus for maybe another year or two.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
what I'm
crazy.
Saying. That's crazy, especially when you don't have to do that shit. But I mean, like they said, yo, 2020 is a curse word. Like, you know what I mean? That's like, yo,
I remember people being like, yo, 2020 is a year of vision. Like, this shit more than just
this is the opposite of what Drake said when he said 2020 clear vision, because this shit is fucking blurry than a motherfucker. You hear me? That shit orange like these wildfires in fucking Cali right now.
And that's a whole nother thing. Like, we got to think about this, right? You know, as a people, we dealt with so far this year the pandemic, systemic racism that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter being a movement, the death of so many black men and women to police brutality, and then on top of that, just unfair treatment.
Yeah.
Now, with those coupled in with everything that goes on that we can't control, it's just like, this has just been an upsetting year. We got to find something out of this to make it better, some way, somehow.
I mean, every month it's been some bullshit. Like, this shit wild as fuck. Like I said, 2020 is a curse word. Like, yo, this is just one of those. What in the 2020? And you already know what in the 2020 is the bullshit going on.
Man, between last month losing so many, you know, respected, looked upon people. I mean, Chadwick Boseman, John Thompson.
Yeah.
You know, we lost a lot of good people who've done things in life for us to want to follow. And it's just like, you got that upon everything else. I'm just, every day, like, we still in 2020, yo. That's it.
That's the one. This 2020, like, we still got fucking Kobe.
That's still
2020 though.
Nipsey's 2020.
Right, that's how shitty this shit is, man.
Kobe, Nipsey.
The list goes on and on. But yo, but from this pandemic though, like from how has it affected you? Just like in general, like how is this?
So thank God, financially I'm good.
That's a blessing.
Me and my wife still are able to work and receive a check. And, you know, I say that with, like, the utmost thankfulness to God, because
there are a
ton of people who don't have it or have been laid off, furloughed, whatever the situation may be.
Yeah.
Outside of being financially stable, because that's all it is, being able to still go to work, which is also crazy because both me and my wife are essential. We are keeping our kids out of daycare because, like I said earlier, that's not the place where we want to send them. And they've been their healthiest since we pulled them out. Outside of that, man, it's been a whirlwind, you know? Like, we don't get to see family as often. We getting COVID tested every 2 weeks because it's protocol. It's just a lot has changed in that realm. Even, like, just to do things. Like, this is the first time we having a podcast since March.
Yeah.
You know, being around family and friends.
Yeah, I felt like doing this podcast, I felt like that scene in Paid It Full when Mitch was talking about, yo, a nigga got dough. A nigga can lead the league. But if I leave, they still gonna love me, man? Like, they still gonna love us, yo? Yeah, I'm a bet bread that they do, but not doing a podcast for 6 fucking months.
It's a lot, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Or not even being able to interact the way that you are accustomed to. Like, I was joking with somebody the other day. I said, yo, you know who got it really the worst, though? I said, it's those people that rely on people and things to happen and function in a regular way. Yeah. I said, you don't hear no party promoters right now.
They
got a regular job right now.
Right, yeah.
They got to. Or they struggling one way or another. Like, remember the party promoters see the niggas and be like, damn, these niggas either fronting or they really getting it. I don't know what's happening.
Ain't no more street teams out here.
Ain't nothing.
ain't no flies on my fucking car.
Even on the flip side of it now, you know, for the people that you think for everyday situation, I was looking at it the other day and I'm like, damn, ain't no more school buses. Ain't no school bus drivers. They out of work. What's happening?
The
reality of it. Like, you know, this shit you could joke about, but then the reality of, like, the regular shit, like, that the stuff that we would depend on, that's not happening.
It's wild to see how like everything is at such a standstill to where stuff like regular jobs, like a bus driver and all that, has been wiped clean the fuck out. And then, you know, and like you said, financially I've been blessed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and my wife, still can work from home. We both essential as well.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm thankful for that. Physically, like, going to the gym? Fuck no. Like, I'm in the crib, but I mean, I know I can't get the gains that I want.
It's crazy.
At the crib.
It's crazy you say that. It's crazy you say that because
there go my money's right there. Shit, like, I'm trying.
Boxed up. I feel you. But see, it's crazy that you say that because I went back 2 months ago to my gym, but my gym is a little different because it's one of the high intensity gyms.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of functioning at even 20%, this is functioning at like 15.
Yeah.
So it's maybe, there's some mornings I'm in there at 5 a.m. I'm solo dolo with the trainer. But then there are other days where it's like 5 or 6 of us.
Yeah, my wife is, fuck no. She tried to climb me to the radiator on that shit.
Look, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because anything, any little thing, and if people forget, you could still get it touching shit.
Yeah.
You gotta wash your hair every time.
That would be a bitch if you got COVID because you did the fucking bench press. Nigga.
I would
what?
Be, like, yo.
This, yo, this, that's like, fucking crazy. Like,
if you could find out how you contracted it, that probably would be the determining part where people were like, yo, bro, I'm going to sit this one out. I ain't doing nothing. Yo. Like, think about it. People could really sit down and be like, yo, I'm not doing this because my man got COVID because he touched a cat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, something crazy. But yo, speak on it about, because, you know, we just touched on it a little bit about schools. But, you know, mine are young, too young to be in school and doing distant learning. How is it going for you?
Man. I mean, like I said, 2020 is just like one of them opera singing ass bitches. One of them big bitches for real, dog. We talking like Rasputia type ass bitch. I mean, it's just such uncharted territory that there's no feasible, there's no like right one way to do this shit. Like, it's such it's just such a compounded issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, with this whole virtual learning, first, your technology got to be on point. But at least shout out to downtown Baltimore. I mean, my kids in Baltimore City for real. So, I mean, we sometimes they might say we behind the eight ball, but at least, you know, they gave us the Chromebooks. They gave us, you know, T-Mobile with this hotspot and all that. Mm. But yeah, that shit wild as hell because my oldest kid, Morgan, like, I'm not really worried about her.
Yeah.
Because she's the, you know, she's a scholar right now. And academically and all that, she's great. Reed, too. Reed, academically, cool. I mean, yeah, him having autism is pros and some challenges because because his thing is, I wake up in the morning. Mm. I know when I wake up and go to school in the morning, I got to put a uniform on.
Wait, they still got...
No. Oh, I'm just saying. Okay. Like, when we was going to school last year...
Yeah.
He looked forward to getting up because he knew he was putting a uniform...
structure, routine.
The structure was, I'm putting a uniform on, I'm getting in the car, I'm going to watch a movie on the way to school, go to school, go to Active Care, come home. But now it's, I wake up, I got to sign on a fucking computer? What the fuck is this? I got to wear these headphones... Now my son looking like a fucking call center agent and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is he doing schoolwork or is he taking calls at
his job? Shit, both. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But yeah, like, and you know, I had to get into it. Me and my wife had to get into it with this IEP team or whatever, because they like, oh, they wanted to downgrade him from an IEP to a 504. Man, how the fuck you want to do that?
And my man
ain't been to school since March. And real rap, my man has regressed.
Damn.
Not academically, but since he has autism, it's
in the social
aspect. It's speech and communication. Like, that shit is never going the fuck away. So for you to say he's met his speech goals, how the fuck did he do that? And he's autistic. Like, that's not going to happen. So for you to try to do that shit, like, oh, me and my wife had to go to war.
Got it.
But the IEP chair was like, look, I fuck with you for doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You got to advocate for your kid on that because, like, and she said the exact same thing. With him having autism and he being high-functioning, his speech and communication is going to be... Want to be at the crux is going to be the crux of his existence for us. So therefore, we got to focus on that at all times. Like, yeah, he can, you know what I'm saying, express himself better than what he once did, but it still may not be at the level that it should be for his age. So therefore, we should never downgrade him at all. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to do what's best for you and your kid.
Yeah, you're
more
right.
More so first putting your kid first and then saying, all right, I hear what you're saying, but here's how it is. I'm glad you spoke
and
up.
Fellas, I'm going to put it to you right now. I don't care how tough y'all are, but if you ain't got a wife that's not like Keisha from Belly or New Jack City when it comes time to dealing with customer service or sending fucking food back at a restaurant, she ain't it. Man, my wife was getting fucking busy on him. Like, I had to, you know, clutch my shirt a little bit. Like, oh, shit.
Like, who are you?
Oh, you said an upgrade. Okay, fine.
Damn.
But no, okay. But I mean, it's definitely been interesting the first week of distant learning. He's academically, he's doing okay. You know what I'm saying? Hannah, that's the wild card. So we got a fucking email from a teacher Friday said, I'm so proud of Hannah. Hannah turned in all her assignments, but then I looked. She ain't do none of the work. She was just hitting the submit button. She was just hitting the submit button to like, yo, because I asked it, did you do your homework or do you have homework? No. Because for Reed teacher, they said we not giving homework the first week. So I'm thinking that's a school-wide shit. But yeah, we get the email from her and the teacher like, yeah, she been submitting all the homework, which is great, but she ain't do none of them. I didn't quite catch
that. Come on. That's my phone bugging. My bad.
Oh, man. But
Hannah is hilarious.
Yo, Hannah, I love Hannah, man. Well, either way, that's technology for that ass.
Oh, man.
But for you, yeah, your kid's not in school, but you being in that field.
Yeah.
How is that for you, though?
Man, it's crazy. So I'm on the receiving end of all of the parent calls and the technological issues, along with, you know, I need supplies for my kid, or I need internet, I need a hotspot. It's a lot, man. And I feel for some of these parents because I get it. You know, I'm in D.C., you know, Ward 5, but kids are all over D.C., 7, 1, 2, ever. And I'm seeing that we had a lot of technological issues when it came to the Chromebooks. And, you know, technology is going to be technology. At the end of the day, a lot of it also was due to, one, families not reading. Two, the kids lying about what was actually happening with the Chromebooks. Or three, they were damaging them and just bringing them back.
Right.
And, you know, not to say this was everybody's situation, but I can see why it can be challenging. You're a parent, you got to go to work, or you're also working from home too. You can't really be on top of your kid like that. And then virtual learning isn't for everybody. At the end of the day, you know, some kids need to be in front of a teacher or need to be in a class.
I think that with Reed, like, the structure would be beneficial. And when I say he regressed, it's more of not academically, it's more of communication. He getting
it's a little bit more social, it's emotional.
It's getting more aggressive because he can't see his friends. He can't, because that was his thing. Like, he wanted to.
Going to school for him is a plus.
Yeah, going to school, going to anything where there's structure and other people there is a plus for him.
Yeah.
Because he get to meet people, and he is the type that he takes traits from what he see from other people, and he brings it to himself.
Mm.
But then, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, I got to decipher that, because some of the shit he be doing is like, bruh, no, we not doing it in my house. I don't care what your man doing, but here, we don't do that type of thing. But that's just one of those things where I feel like that would have been beneficial for him, but it's definitely not worth the risk. Yeah. It's definitely not worth...
For no one.
For nobody. For no one. I don't... you know what I mean? Yeah.
I look at it like this, though. I mean, to do the basic schedule of even having the kids in or out of the building every 2 days or every 2 weeks,
because
that's possibly the structure we'll go back to, depending on how this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I think for some, it needs to be for some kids, but because it's such at a heightened risk, I wouldn't even chance it.
Right.
The problem with that is like anyone can get sick. To be 100% honest, you know, I don't know anyone personally myself that has died from COVID-19, but at the same time, I do know people who have gotten it.
The closest
thing to someone knowing is like, I got a friend I went to high school with, you know, rest in peace to Fred the Godson. But my friend from high school was like, Fred the Godson was his right hand man, Gordo. One of his right hand men. And outside of it, like, I can only imagine like what they're going through. So when I hear someone has it, it's like, my condolences, I'm here for you. Like, how can I, you know, help you out with it? And then even if, you know, you have someone who passed, like, I'm still here, but you know, it's touch and go. Like, I even talk to my moms every day. I'm like, yo, moms, you really need to not be out in these streets. Like, you definitely need to wear a mask, wash your hands, stay inside. Like, after you go somewhere and you're around people, like, follow the regulations, man. Because it's like we said, you know, Trump already knew what it was. And we just are not being as like, but just we just need to follow it. Like at the end of the day, we seen so many people die. Even back in February and March when people was dying, man, they had trailers of people in these trucks who passed away.
Yeah.
You know, people in back in December were saying, yo, I'm sick. I don't know what it is. They didn't know what it is.
Right.
Yo, that was, I had COVID. I'm like, bro, how do you know? It had to be because every symptom they talking about, that's what it is.
That's what I had.
I don't even want to feel that. So,
I mean, it's just one of them things for real, where it's like, man, it's just a risk that didn't have to be a risk. You know what I mean? And then, you know, like you said, like you just said with the virtual learning, like, yo, my wife was on vacation this week, which really ain't no vacation because she dealing with this shit. And then she coming to me like, well, yeah, you going to have to, you know, you going to have to make me a stay-at-home mom or something if I got to keep doing this. And I'm the first thing that came in my mouth, I don't even make enough. You spend too much for that for that shit. But no.
We got four kids,
homie, so it ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? But I felt her in that statement because even on vacation, she was still working. And that's not what vacation is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So I felt my wife in that statement. Of course, she will not be a stay-at-home mom ever.
And being a stay-at-home mom is just another job. Yo.
That's what I'm saying. So she basically...
So you're going to be working.
She put in for... She basically worked full-time. She basically worked full time again. You know what I'm saying? Like, so nah. But I mean, I felt what she meant from it. And next week is going to be even crazier because now she back at work. I was working the whole time. So I mean, that shit. Wow. But like, the one thing that I will say from COVID is that we as men have been able to verbalize a little bit more, saying "I love you" to other men. You know what I'm saying? Like, or be
going on.
Or be safe. Like, at first, when you used to say be safe at the end of a conversation, like, at first you felt like, damn, we live in such a fucked up world that I gotta say be safe to my man.
Be safe, yo.
From going to my house to the car. But now, living through this shit, yo, that's the mantra.
Bro.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Whether you wash your hands. In all realms, you know what I'm saying?
Not just the COVID effect, but driving in your car to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've seen Jacob Blake get shot.
Yeah.
After, you know, breaking up a fight, he got shot in the back.
That's the wild shit that I was there, yo. My man broke up the fight and still got rocked 7 times. Ain't nobody talking about the 2 white women that was fighting.
Bro, but you want to know here's the other thing too. I was talking with my wife about this, and I had to explain to her that. Because everybody's like, why they just don't shoot them in the legs or the arms? I'm like, y'all don't remember? Police ain't trained
to
disarm you or break you down. They train to kill you.
They train to kill.
They don't practice shooting targets on arms and legs.
It's headshots.
Headshots, body shots. End of discussion. And this man was point blank getting into his car and he shot him in the back. Not once, not twice.
Seven times?
Come on, y'all.
That was one of them situations where, like, but I guess you know the irony of that shit is when you learn how to shoot a gun, right? When you go through that HQL class and all that shit, the first thing the nigga teach you is if you ever shoot somebody in the back, it ain't self-defense no more. Like, you are the aggressor.
In no way. And even if you're the police.
Right. So, you are the aggressor if you shoot somebody in the back. So, if they running away, they not a threat unless they turn back around and you looking eye to eye at them. But if... Because I remember when they was like, yo, when nigga broke into my house and shit. And the cop was like, yo, if you the came downstairs with your gun... And you would have shot him, you could have been in trouble because you were the aggressor because you came downstairs. I'm like, how the fuck?
In my motherfucking house.
And that's the first thing I said to the cop. In my motherfucking house, those exact words. He like, chill out. Man, how the fuck you going to tell me chill out?
After a nigga done came up in my shit.
Let me
come up in your shit and see
what you do on that. But that's what I'm saying. For you want us
that are not trained to be policemen to follow a code that you're not following. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all this. I mean, that's the wild shit to me.
But here's when it comes to that, here's the father. Here's the father side of the perspective. You know, my mother, or even for mothers. You know,
yeah.
In the black family household, at least I could speak for mine.
Yeah.
I got the training on when the police come at you.
Yeah.
What
me too.
You need to do.
Yeah,
you know, like you gotta, like, that's one thing that we have to train our kids.
That's why,
especially now with how shit looks in society. I'm not letting Nehemiah walk out the house like before. It was, don't walk out the house with a hoodie. Like, no, walk out the house with a hoodie. But be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
On top of that, if a police officer comes to you, yo, just pull your hoodie down. Yeah. But if you see that people are around you and they looking a little suspicious, or they following you,
get the fuck out of there.
Get out of there. Make a phone call. Tell us where you at. Something.
Because go somewhere where there's safe lighting.
Where it's safe.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's broad day when it happens, boy. Look, George Floyd, man.
Oh, that shit, yeah.
8 minutes on a man's neck and his hands in his pocket looking like what?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I wish a nigga would.
Like, that's the... And for me, the biggest piece, the shit that makes me angry and upset out of all this shit that's happening is the motherfuckers that stand and record it. Why? Yeah. Like, that's the shit we gotta stop. Yeah. Stop standing and recording it. Because when I watch it, that's the first thing I'm thinking. Like, why the fuck are you just recording? Like walk over. Yo, please. Like, come up. Like, handcuff him. Do something else. Well, that was not needed, man. That shit still makes me tight to this day.
It's like seeing murder of black people on social media is not normal to begin
it's
with.
It's fucking normal for life now, which is
but
crazy.
But the problem is, it should not be normal. That should not be normal, where we're outraged because we saw somebody get murked or attempted to be killed on social media, like everybody recording the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not mentally, that shit is, because that becomes sickening, because I'm worried for my son Reed. I ain't gonna lie,
I'm worried for anybody that's black,
but I'm definitely worried about my son Reed, because nobody gives a fuck about people with special needs.
Nope. Not until the shit happens.
Not until the shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at my son, you cannot look at my son and say he has a disability. Mm. You know what I'm saying? His disability is not profound. It's not a physical disability. So let's say a cop approach him and he has a type of outburst, or he's nervous, and the cop murk him. Like,
off of his response.
Off the response. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like he going to wear, I got autism bracelet and shit. Maybe that's something that should be considered. Like how the old people got the life alert. Maybe need to be autism alert or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Because like you were saying, wasn't you telling me about the 13-year-old that got shot like that?
Yeah. Straight like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy.
My son will be 13 in 6 years. So that's
trying to protect his moms.
Which any man or woman would do.
Disability or not.
Disability or not, I'm going to protect my mother at all costs. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like, yo, but it's just, man. It's just like I said, man. The fact that we as men are verbalizing how much we love each other and pray for each other and make sure everybody is safe now, because we know each day, any day could be our last day.
Yeah.
Where somebody is not, where God is not, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know what I'm saying? We all got that end date normally, you know what I'm saying? But you don't want the end date to be on some bullshit.
Not on nobody else's watch. God got
right. God got to make that call, but don't you, Officer Dickhead, do that shit because you want to flex. Like, don't do that.
I think the other thing too is like, we've seen all the deaths. We've heard about a few of them, because I believe there's many more. But the fact that Breonna Taylor's killers is still walking the streets.
Bruh. Them niggas is chilling.
The fact that we have to keep on saying Breonna Taylor's killers is still alive, and in different ways and different forms, that's upsetting. All these other black people who just killed, like, old girl, I forget the girl in Florida, who was the black activist. I forget her name. How she just ended up
dead in her apartment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like those little things. Like, who did it? My thing is, like, who did it? And why is this not being... Why isn't this important? Why aren't our lives important? Why don't we matter? And then the fact of, like, we gonna talk about it within sports.
Right.
You know? Like... Chiefs and Texans playing other night, and they get booed for not standing.
That's like, how you, but that, but that's how you know it was never about the fucking flag from jump. Like, this is never, just the time never, of never. You want to be racist, you letting that shit fly.
But let me ask you a question: why is it that no one paid attention when they even asked Cap? Right, we go back and people are like, oh, he could just stand up and he don't even got to put his hand on shoulders.
Not even why they don't ask Cap. Why did nobody ask that Green Beret that told Cap to kneel in the first place?
But hold on, even minus that, my thing is, like, when they did ask Cap, his response was, it's not to the flag,
right?
It's for police brutality against black people. The right then and there, he said it.
That's the answer.
Why is that? He's a disgrace. He should be kicked out of the National
Because football. When people cannot relate to it because police brutality not happening to them or their kind, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I agree, because the whole premise of the whole shit...
Never about a flag.
It was never about a flag, ever.
An anthem.
Never was.
And I find it crazy that we are still sitting here talking about it years later. And then now we're in this situation.
Now we're in a pandemic.
So being black, you're dealing with your skin color, the police, violence in any way, shape, or form, whether it be black on black, white on black, whatever. And then we just got the regular shit that happens, you know?
We just got regular hood shit we got to deal with, too.
And it's not even just hood shit. It's regular shit happening everywhere. Erica, I don't live in the hood no more, and this shit's still happening. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
You know, true. Much as I can, and even like driving up here, man, like, it's Baltimore.
Yeah.
I said it when I was like, I miss Baltimore. But I still see the same shit. Yeah. And I remember talking with Tahira about this and saying, yo, the government always had a plan for Baltimore to be fucked up and stay fucked up.
Yeah.
They used it, and they gonna say, but it's the riots. No, it was never the riots. It was before Freddie Gray. It was MLK. When he got, they knew, oh, we never fixing that city back up. We not revitalizing it.
No, it's not.
Then to bring some more political shit into it, your girl from Baltimore, Kim Klasick, or whatever the fuck her name is. That's what I figured.
Old Akakite ass bitch. Like, you ain't from fucking Baltimore.
Married to a white man talking about Democrats never did. Listen, get up out of here, shorty.
You old light skinned ass Candace Owens ass bitch ass nigga.
Don't even get me started on Candace Owens ass.
But you know what's wild about that though? The fact that she did that viral.
Bruh, when did she do it? What time of day?
But that's what I'm saying. She did the viral video in the daytime. But
it had to be a Sunday.
Absolutely.
Had to be a Sunday.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Sunrise, quick with it. We're gonna walk through these streets.
She tried to.
I couldn't believe it when I seen this. I said, look at this shit right here. And you know what? To somebody who never lived in Baltimore or hasn't been here, they will fall for that shit.
Exactly.
Fall for that shit. Because then it's like, oh my gosh, she's saying what fucking is real. Oh my. We want to revitalize Baltimore.
If you go revitalize Baltimore, the problem is, if you go revitalize it, you need to include the black people in it when you do that shit. Like, don't try to build up fucking Greenmount where you selling houses on Greenmount and 20th for fucking 200-some thousand, and you think a white person?
Bro.
But I saw it. But I'm it seeing happens. It in my yeah. eye. Like, well, I seen a white dude the other day jogging barefoot.
Oh, see?
Or Greenmount.
But that's how it happened.
Going up Greenmount, 25th.
Wow.
It was just so much wrong shit in that. Bruh. One, you jogging. But two, you just ain't got no fucking shoes on, my nigga.
Lord knows what you stepping on.
Neither. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Pipe, whatever. But what that's crazy fuck? Because the way you talk about it, that's the same way it was when I moved back to New York from D.C. and I was in Harlem. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? White people moved in.
What happened? The fuck,
same
man.
Thing in D.C.
That shit is crazy.
Move all the black people out to the counties. Well, we just going to build up 8th Street. We're going to build up this area. Predominantly. how you go from being called Chocolate City to people don't even try to remember that no more?
Right, niggas don't that's even crazy. Call it that no more.
They don't even, it's not even called Chocolate City no more.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
I remember I was in front of my school the other day, and this dude told me you can't park in front of the school. I said, well, why not? I'm bringing in items for our school. Oh, you're blocking a bike lane. This is my neighborhood. Bro, when he said this is my neighborhood, I almost passed out on the floor.
Right.
I said, first of all, this is not your neighborhood. Second of all, I work here at this school, and I'm bringing in supplies. But you can't park, you gotta find somewhere to park.
So basically, shut the fuck up and move out the way.
Listen, he said, I'm calling the cops on you right now. I said, call them. And when they arrive here, tell them that you wanted to speak to me about me moving my vehicle to bring items inside of a school. I said, are you on? Y'all said, the other thing is you're not even on a bike right now. So why is this an issue for you?
Yeah, right.
You're not on a bike. But that's the mentality they have. That's that Christopher Columbus shit. Yeah. They don't want that. Oh, no, he sailed here and he made it a better place.
No, he didn't.
That's y'all mentality, yo.
Yeah.
That's y'all mentality. You know what? You think when y'all come in, y'all make shit better. That's that white knight theory. That's what that is, man.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it. Like, you know, and I say this all the time. I'm not racist, but at the same time, there are a lot of things that make me feel like white people, y'all have a mentality.
What's that James Baldwin quote where he was like, to be black and to be... I think I'm paraphrasing it, though, but, like, to be black and informed is to be in a state of rage at all times.
Shit.
At all times. So you're not a racist. You just black and informed.
I'm very informed.
So it's just kind of like, oh, what the fuck?
Like, y'all not, you know, and I even have to, sometimes I look at some of my coworkers and like, you're not pulling
the wool over my eye, Jack.
You're not. Like, you think you're doing a great job on something or about something, and I'm just like, nah. Mm-mm.
But then when you, yo... Just to switch subjects. I mean, it's not necessarily switch subjects because we still talking COVID shit, though. For it to still be COVID, but for regular ass events to still be happening.
Oh, man.
Nigga, going to a fucking wedding during COVID, my nigga. Hey, yo.
The struggle. and here's the pretext. We not talking.
Oh shit! I've been to two of them shits, dog.
Yeah, I've been to two as well. But let's put it in perspective, man. Like this, because we got listeners that know us and
oh
and,
man, we ain't taking no shots.
We not
you.
Taking no shots, but want to be 100 to say,
but
like,
nigga,
you got cheated. COVID cheated you.
Yes, yes, they did.
The other piece of it is like it doesn't feel normal for the guest. And I know definitely it doesn't feel normal.
You know what? You know what going to a wedding was like. Honestly, it's kind of like that time when you fuck a girl raw and shit. In that first couple weeks after you done fucked the bitch raw, and you just in your mind, it's so many scenarios. Like, am I gonna get that late text? That late text that she says I'm late text because I didn't use the late text and shit. It is the Or, hey, yo, am I going to be down the fucking clinic?
Or you looking at yourself like, I can't believe you just did this. I'm disgusted with you.
I'm disgusted. Like,
your man is talking to you like, yo, I can't believe you put me through that, B.
Like, you really did that
That's
shit,
not
nigga?
What we was trying
That's
to do.
That's not what's up.
But, yeah, it's just, yo, COVID but, marriages are different, man.
That shit,
The feel of it is very different,
but like I said, it ain't no shots. I'm glad y'all got married. I'm glad that.
Yeah, glad you had us at your ceremony.
Love and conquers all and all that. I'm with you. But that shit was weird as hell. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just for how,
it's
like...
It's tough to party with a face mask on, eat with a face, drink. Like, you can't
it's,
be
it's
yourself.
Hard, it's hard to not only party, but... When you go to a wedding, if the wedding starts at 3, you trying to slide up 3:15, 3:30. They done fucked around and cut the cake by then.
Bro, it was a wrap, yo.
What the fuck?
It was a wrap.
Food,
everything was on point, time-wise. And it wasn't like it was rushed. It was like, nah, we getting it up.
We getting it out of here because this is still COVID. So that the parties from 7 to 11 are no more.
No more.
It's 3 to 5.
Ain't no late nights.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of them joints where, you know, like, I'm married, so, you know what I mean? So is my man, Calvin, so I ain't here to tell you don't get married or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I know me and my Julius Jason Pitts financial
mode. If that was me, I'd have just as a piece that shit. And then had a big ass party once COVID is over.
Facts.
But I can't speak for nobody. But like I said, yeah. I'm glad y'all got married. I'm glad whoever getting married during this COVID time. That's what's up.
No, it's a little weird. Like, your pictures ain't going to look the same. It's not. Don't look for nothing lit. Just get you and your wife or your husband. Get y'all pictures and go. Like,
it's very different. It's just weird. Then you got the virtual weddings and shit. Yeah, like, the virtual engagement parties and shit. Like, this shit is...
That's a little different, yo.
Just real different.
You got to make shit happen. Then it's just like, it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird as hell. But for those that are going through it, I commend y'all for not...
Push through. Salute.
I salute y'all for pushing through. You know what I mean? I'm sipping my cup for y'all for doing that shit.
I also just don't... So one, I don't want to sit in front of a screen and do everything in life.
Yeah.
So that's the other piece to it. So after a while, you're like, yo, got the Zoom for the engagement party, got the Zoom for the wedding, got the Zoom, got the Google Hangout. I'm just like...
Yeah, all I want to do is Zoom, and boom, boom. That's basically where we at right now.
I'm over it. But I understand it's the new norm. With it being the new norm, it's going to also take away a lot. That's going to push us back to even going back to what was somewhat normal.
But the thing about COVID that's so crazy is that everything in everyday life changes. Like, you can't even grieve the same, though.
No, because funerals is like 8 people.
Yeah, you or can't 10 even, people. You know what I mean?
And out of the 8 to 10, you got to already include the pastor, the organist.
Yeah, you can't even grieve the same. Like, you know what I mean? I know a couple people that have lost loved ones. Like, you're not supposed to be grieving over your grandmother and shit through a fucking TV screen.
Or outside of the church.
Or outside the church.
After she's already had a service. That like, you like, what?
We ain't supposed to be
my college roommate lost his pops. And it was just like everything happened so fast. His pops got sick. No, my man Wilson, my man Bo. My man Bo lost his pops. And, you know, RIP to my man Jose, Pop Jose. But at the end of the day, it's like he didn't grieve. Like, he's still doing. I had to hit him up like, yo, bro. I know what you're going through as far as losing your pops, but the way it all happened and how fast it happened, I don't. But you still got to reach out to your peoples and say, yo, I'm here for you. Like, I get it, even for the weddings and the engagements, like, still give that support.
Right, because when we went to the wedding, the nigga said, thank y'all for risking y'all life.
Bro, that is not
the shit you supposed to fucking say.
I looked up like, oh hell no.
God, that's not the shit you supposed to say.
Thank y'all for risking your life.
Thank y'all for risking your life. That's not how you know what I mean? So
it's intense.
That shit is intense as hell. And that's one of those where, like I said, you looking at yourself like, yo, did I just cough twice in a row? Oh, shit. Hey, yo, you ain't smell that fart, yo?
Shit was crazy, man.
Oh, you ain't smell that, yo? Oh, shit, my sense of smell gone. Fuck, I got COVID.
Exactly. That's how it be.
Jesus Christ.
That's how it be. Yo. But listen, man, it's so much. It's so crazy, and this is off topic.
Of course. I mean, that's what we do. We're rapping.
I'm at a wedding, and this is something that, you know, real talk, men and women deal with this, but I don't think it's talked about for men as much. But... when it comes to when you and your spouse, you and your significant other, you and your girl, whatever the case is, y'all are trying to make something happen and it doesn't, when regards to having a kid, that puts a huge strain, not just on you as an individual, but on the relationship. But I want to talk about it from the male perspective, because I know a young gentleman who I basically watched. Like, I watched him into his professional career and just grow to be like a good dude, a good man, good husband too as well. And I just was like, yo, bro, I ain't see you in a minute, because at the wedding I was just at. And I'm like, yo, how's everything going? He was like, yo, good, good. I said, okay, you and wifey good? He said, yeah. I was like, yo, you know, I know things was hard. I know when we chapped it up last time prior to all this COVID shit, you was telling me, you know, y'all had a couple of losses. And I was like, yo, I've been praying for y'all. Like, how's things going? He's like, yo, bro, that shit hurts. You know, I want to keep it real. Like, you know, they don't talk about it enough from the male perspective. And I was like, yo, you absolutely right. I said, yo, but don't feel bad. Like, there's dudes out there that's been there with you, you know? I said, and it ain't always the man's fault. It's not always the woman's fault. Sometimes it's just, yo, you know, it's just not meant to be that way. I said, but there are many ways to go about it. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's a financial cost. And, you know, I got another homie that we know that road. And I tell people all the time, like, yo, it's tough on a man to feel like he can't get his lady pregnant. That is something that not everybody knows or deals with.
And that's the wild shit about it is because I ain't playing none of these motherfucking kids I got at all. Like, and that'd be weird to me because people would joke me like, yo, you could just kiss Kiana if she pregnant. And I'm like, I mean, that's how it start. You know what I mean? But I never had that issue. Like, all of my kids that I had, I didn't plan. Not none of them. Like, we never had that sit down conversation. Like, all right, we gonna this month, I'm ovulating this week, so you going ham. So drink whatever smoothie you need to drink. Take whatever gas station pill or whatever. You gonna get the fuck busy.
Not the gas station. Like, pill.
Yeah,
the bodegas.
The bodega joints or
the rhino.
the double rhino shit.
I used to always be like, the fuck is this shit y'all selling?
What are y'all doing? Like, why? Like, yeah,
when you get of age, Poppy, I'm like, nah, I ain't never taking none of that shit.
Nah, nigga. I'll eat wheatgrass before I do that shit.
But yeah, man, like, it's real life. On top of that, it's one of the things that, you know, we'll touch again in another session.
Oh, of course.
I just wanted to put it out there, like, in regards to the community, we all here for all our brothers, even our sisters, like praying for you. Y'all trying to make it happen. Yes. Well wishes. But it's a serious topic.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we do this podcast. Because, I mean, we're two black men that seen some shit, been through some shit, and still going through some shit. So I don't want y'all to feel like y'all alone in that.
Y'all ain't alone, B.
You know what I mean? Holla at me because I tell it how it is. Yeah. Other niggas want to tell it how it might be. But I ain't got no problem. You know what I'm saying? Oh, keeping it funky with you because that's what you need. You need the uncut, pure perspective. Like, we can't sugarcoat this because ain't nothing about being a black man. Ain't nothing about fatherhood. You can't sugarcoat
none of that shit. None of the shit is easy. We all dealing with it at the same time. But the crazy thing is also as much as we don't talk, it's like, yo, we can create it. Because, you know, women got an app for this shit. Like, they got an app for everything. Yeah. They got an app for, oh, this month, my left ear and my right nostril have been tingling. What does that mean? They can go on their phone and look that shit up. And there's a response from many women versus men. We don't want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
We don't verbalize as much, but I will say COVID is getting us verbalizing more.
We talking.
But now we still like, because I don't think we at the stage yet where we sitting chatting on the phone.
Nah, we not there yet.
We chatting on the phone for more than like 7 minutes.
It's a good, godly 7 minutes.
Yeah, after the seventh minute, it get kind of weird.
Like, all right, my nigga, gotta go.
All right, gotta go.
Keep hey, backing
yo,
up.
Let me call you right back. Your refrigerator door open. You just start making all types of dumb shit up.
You gotta come with something.
You just start making dumb shit up like, yo.
Get you some good brothers in your circle, man.
Yeah,
like,
got you. Yo, if you want, it makes matter of fact, add us two to it.
Yeah, get your group chats.
Get your group chats.
And if everybody ain't popping in the group chat and on certain levels you don't feel comfortable, get you a strong one or two. Yeah. Hold it down, communicate, check on you daily, all that, because it's tough, especially during these times, y'all. Especially.
So, look, man, we about to in this shit, for real. I'm glad that my man Calvet, we back in the fold. Glad we back out in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Back up in Baltimore doing it.
Yeah, got my man out in the Baltimore city, for real, sure. You know how it is, you already. You know what I mean? So I'm just glad we out here. We gonna keep this show going as much as possible. But until next time, Sonny and Lobbird, man, we out of here.
We out of here. Take it easy, y'all.
My man.